Public health experts have been asking for this for quite some time because we have such a plethora of data now supporting the fact that the face mask can protect, you know, the individuals within the sphere of the wearer by containing those viral droplets, as well as now we have more data too to show that the face mask can protect the wearer, him or herself.
What do you say to those who say that masks are pointless? There's no need to wear them.
So that's an opportunity for us to do a better job of educating the public. You know, any time you have a public health issue that requires a new level of education, and especially when it's something like a face mask, where some people find it inconvenient, they feel like it infringes on their freedom, then that's upon us as the public health community to really try to do more in terms of reaching out and helping people understand the benefit.
You know, a lot of families are concerned, especially as back to school approaches. And I know the governor made a point to address that as well, the safety of making sure that our children are required to wear the mask. Do you think this is something that will help with kids going back to school and maybe easing some of those fears for parents?
Absolutely. And I don't know that it's going to alleviate fears enough for a lot of parents, but I do think it helps. It is something that, again, in public health, we've been saying we need face masks worn in the schools. If we have any hope of having our children congregate in public school buildings, to be that close to one another in these shared classrooms, we 100% need people to be wearing the masks. And I know that as a parent of four myself, that's been a real concern of mine. You know, we have two second graders who fall just below that cusp of, you know, them being required. So we're waiting on our school system to kind of tell us what are the plans, and then as parents, do we feel safe enough? And I don't know that face masks will be the end-all be-all for people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of questions that many have, especially with kids, you know, being on the school buses, wearing them, being outside on the playground. There's still a lot of questions, I think.
You know, there's a lot of discussion about the fact that face-to-face education is in the best interest of our children if it's safe and possible. And, you know, requiring the face masks to be worn when we can't effectively social distance from individuals is definitely one step in, you know, protecting our students, our teachers, anybody who's going to be working in those school buildings. And I think that's, you know, safety has to be at the utmost of those conversations.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate all the information.
Thank you so much.